Welcome to the Potter's Hour with Prophet Nanase Opukwisakwadie, the senior pastor of the Well Prayer Center. Prophet Nase is passionate about God's people living a victorious life through faith, holiness, prayer, and fasting. And now, today's message. This is the
Potter's Hour. 1 John chapter 5, verse 5. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. Whatsoever is born of God, so redemption basically overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcome the world, even our faith. So if you are not born again, you have not started the journey of faith. You can't be religious and be a faith giant. The base of the faith must be Christ. So the faith that will work must be what I call redemption-based faith. I am redeemed by the blood. I am cleansed by the blood. I am justified by the blood. I am washed by the blood. Are you getting what I'm talking about? Giving thanks unto the Father who has made us meet to be partaker of the inheritance of the saints in Christ, who has delivered us from the powers of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his own dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood. Colossians chapter 1 from 11 down there. Are you getting what I'm talking about? Redemption based faith. Don't sit in church and be religious and you don't know Christ. The foundation of the Lord standeth sure. Having this say, the Lord knoweth them that are his. So if your name is not there, he doesn't know you. Being in church does not necessarily automatically give you the right to be in Christ. You can be in church and you are not in Christ. It's not possible to be in Christ and not be in church. So all this nonsense of I serve God in my heart, you are not part of us. There's no way the Bible says serve God in your heart. Serve it in your heart, but be with the brethren. Forsaking all the assemblies of your gathering. So every genuine, accredited, born again Christian want other brethren to worship it. Natural. Are you learning something here today? Amen. Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partaker of the inheritance of the saints in life, who has delivered us from the powers of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his own dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood. So redemption based faith, in whom we have redemption through his blood. So I am redeemed by the blood, and let the redeemer of the Lord say so. Redemption based faith, it must be rooted in Christ. If you are sitting here, you are not born again, you are just jumping around, hallelujah, you are wasting your time. Amen. Do you know where the grace of my car gift started? Went to church, took my car, took my wife's car, put it at the altar of bathing power. I'm not talking about that. You have cars. The bills I give, you have not finished paying. See, class. Yeah? Prosperity is not by gimmicks. No. It's not a promise. It does not respond to prayer. Kingdom prosperity is not a promise. It does not respond to prayer. It's a covenant. It responds to obedience. So listen, when you do your part, he's committed. Now hear this one. A lot of business people in the world are sacrificing to others.
Yes, sir.
Abraham paid tithe on his company. The tithe he gave to Melchizedek is not his personal tithe. It was a company tithe. Yeah. She went to fight. So why is Christian business crippled? There's no covenant on the business. After you make your profit, what is God's tithe? Now, this church, every offering that is counted, the tax is deducted at the source of the counting room. So that nobody will be tempted. Special account, it goes with it. After some time, we sign it to another church. So this financial freedom is not accidental. First 2 years of this church offering, nobody was paid. If I'm not paid, who's going to be paid? Nobody. We didn't even take a checkbook to be tempted. Salvation Army, it was a crowd. Offerings, speciality, whatever. We have not started Sunday, so people are still giving tithe. Every money 2 years was sent to one church. as a first fruit for the ministry. Amen. Today, one sacrifice I made has made me a blessing. It's not only, I have been a blessing with people with cars.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I don't know how many people have given it.
Yes,
people come to give me, I give it to other people. Receive grace to walk in that. Redemptive based faith. Some of you are not ready to pay any price. Can you imagine? People are still sitting in this church, they don't pay tithe. Still, they don't pay tithe. I didn't come to that place of the curse. I didn't come to that. Different curses in the Bible. You are cursed with a curse. It's only what God says, you are cursed with a curse. Now, no paying tithe will not take you to hell. But on this earth, finances, there's no covenant. No, tithes are not permitted to be sick. Now, the demons called devourers, we don't know their characteristics. We don't even know how to operate. I will rebuke the devourers for your sake. They devour, so they can devour marriage.
Yes,
they can devour money.
Yes,
they can devour cars. I've seen people drive brand new cars. It's giving them problems.
Yes,
buy the truth and sell it not. You see, your mind has a problem. You have listened to the negative. Now it's rooted. The devil wants you to hear that. Hallelujah. That you are going to preach. You see, there are some things nobody can preach me out. Where I'm standing, you can't tell me fasting is wrong. I have too many testimonials on it. Giving has brought me where I am. No. From redemption-based faith, you go to revelation-based faith. Your faith must not lack revelation. Revelation what? Based faith. I'm running it. I can't go to details. Hallelujah. That is what Abraham's faith was bearing on. Get thee out of your father. Get thee out of, go to a land I will show you. And he departed. Romans chapter 10 verse 14. 10:14. Give me 10:14. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in whom of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? Wow. Keep going. Watch it. And how shall they preach except they be sent? So don't sit here and joke. Where I'm standing, I was sent.
Yes, sir.
No. Now listen. There is too many proofs for you to believe. Too much proof for you to doubt. You sit in this church, you are doubting. You want to stay out of where God wants to correct you so that you can do whatever you like and dig your grave slowly. No. If you stay in this church, you marry one wife and live with that wife. Hallelujah. I mean, if you stay in this church, you will run away from fornication like some of you have run away. Some of you have run away. Long time. You have run away. Run away. Some of you too. You are cruising so much. We'll see what will happen to you. No, it's trouble. It's trouble. It's trouble. You lose your sense of touch with God. You lose your sensitivity to the Holy Ghost. You don't enjoy fellowship. You don't enjoy fellowship. I've told you that the greatest mystery of sin is that when Jesus took our sin, God turned from him. My father, why has that forsaken me? If God forsaken Jesus for carrying our sin, God will not cry for you for sinning. Check it. Amen. Hallelujah to Jesus. Revelation-based faith. Huh? Keep going. Let's see. And how shall they be? But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our report? Receive grace to believe the report of what God is saying. Give me to verse 17 and let me end there. Hallelujah. So then faith came by hearing, and hearing what? The word of God. The word of God. The anchor of Abraham's revelation-based faith. Romans chapter 4:16. Give me Romans 4:16. Romans. Therefore, it is of faith that it might be by grace to the end. The promise might be sure to all the seed. Some people come to church. When we are giving offering, they go back. They go outside. Look at your neighbor and say, you are one of them. Tell them you are one of them. Can you imagine you are in church? Offering time. Say, I'm almost starting. He goes outside. Check the people that give. You check those. Anytime you are coming to take envelope, they come to collect. Check the way they move from one level to the other. Go back and check their cars. They may be driving Tigo. Now they are in Land Cruiser. Then they keep going. You that run away from offering. Your rasta will be on your head for 1 year. 1 year you are not able to check. Revelation, to the end, the promise might be sure to all the seed. Not not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. Let's keep going. As it is written, I've made thee the father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, who quickened the dead and called those things which be not as though they were. Revelation based faith. Who against hope believe in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, according to that which was so sad I see be. In being not weak in faith, being not, he considered not his own body neither. He has every right to consider, but he considered not. When he was about 100 years old, neither the deadness of Sarah's womb, but he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he has promised, he is able also to perform. So, revelation-based faith, don't move by circumstance. God has said it, I believe it, and that settles it. Menopause times two. His wife was 90 years. Menopause times two. The man was 100 years. Papa pause times two. How can menopause and papa pause produce children? Revelation-based faith. Your Christian, your faith is too much roller coaster. Roller coaster Christianity. When you are there, you are there, when you are there. Today you are there. No, listen. Weak faith adapt to every environment. Weak faith. Strong faith. It's not every environment they can stay. You go to party. Uncle Nobie, you are dancing. Oh. Yes, sir. Today you are in church. The next day you are drinking Bosue. You cannot. No. I can't adapt to that situation. The sensitivity of my spirit. No. Be fully persuaded. Declare your stand. Don't be roller coaster. Don't go there. Let them know, okay, where I go to church, they preach against alcohol, but it's just one day. Jesus said, you made the word of God of none effect by the traditions of your fathers. It's not there. You are going to marry. They Paul are basing on your engagement. No wonder your marriage was 2 weeks. 2 weeks. They've stopped the marriage. Call all kinds of demons into your marriage. For what? We came to do shrine or we came to marry? Most of you are there because you are there to marry. The most dangerous thing to do is compromise with their traditions. I'm telling you, you made the word of God of none effect by the traditions of your fathers. You just want to compromise. Take a stand for Christ. Revelation based faith. Hallelujah. Next one. Obedient driven faith. Obedient driven. All of them I can go to detail. Every one point is a message. But I have to jump. Everybody say obedient driven faith. So hear this. Your faith is useless if it lacks obedience. What makes faith work is obedience. Get thee out of your kindred. Go to your land. I will show Abraham departed. Yes, sir. Are you getting it? So one major missing ingredient of your faith is your obedience. God told me to give mankind my wife car. I gave it. I was following some giant of faith. I was cruising on their footsteps. We call it the footsteps of greatness. You follow great people, you stand a chance to become great. Paul said, imitate me as I imitate Christ. Ha! When I sent you without pause and script, did you lack anything? They say nothing. And Thomas was there. The only unbelieving apostle. If he can't see and touch, he won't believe. He said, except I touch it, I have to point my finger and say, hey, and he said, Aji, I say, you are the one. Now, if they were hungry, Thomas would say, no, 2 days, no food. They say, they lack nothing. No, I knew it. I knew it. All pastors that I church money, they are struggling. Yes, sir. I told you this thing from Tema. The articulator tanker that carries the fuel to go to shell of load needs its own fuel to move. Yes. So I carry the anointing for you, but I must get my own anointing to survive. Yes. Yes. It. Many years. If I go to this church and I come and I say, even if I come to the senior pastor and say, people should build me a house, would they resist? I don't need it. I've left that stage. Hallelujah. I don't need it. No. people bless me. I have never met them in my life. In my life. In my life. Obedient-driven faith. Obedient-driven faith. God says, show this. You are fighting with God. Can you imagine? Osofo, can you imagine? Abraham resisted not to sacrifice Isaac. God said, God swear. He has never sworn again. You did it. So you sacrifice. I swear by myself that one obedient will change your destiny forever. One obedient. Obedient. Now look at the miracles that happened. Somebody was blind. Jesus Christ anointed and said, go to the pool of Siloam and wash. He could have said, how do I go there? No. They have gone all night. Luke chapter 5. They've gone all night without cutting faith. He said, launch it at the shore. They obey. When God speaks, it doesn't make sense. It only makes faith. So if you use your logical senses, you make sense. Is it sensible, girl, to come to church and take your car and your husband's car and give it to God and take a taxi home? Does it make sense? At least give one. He didn't say love your neighbor and hate yourself. Obedient-driven faith. Amen. Your trouble why your faith is not working is not because God is not answering prayer. You are not obeying. To obey is better than sacrifice. To obey is better than sacrifice. To obey is better than sacrifice. If you want your faith to work, stop fornicating. Yes, sir. Obedient-driven faith. You run away from church because you don't want to obey God. You go to another pastor. He is praying to who? That pastor you run away to, he has a special stand before God. He is praying to who? No. He is praying to who? Even Jesus not written a day. Now, there is a man who was sitting at the gate of Beautiful that Peter and John prayed for. Bible theologians believe that Jesus was preaching at that temple every time. But Jesus didn't heal him. That healing was left for Peter, James, and John. Huh? Don't just deceive yourself. To obey is better than sacrifice. Changing church with a wrong heart will not change your destiny. Yeah. Amen. You are permitted to choose any church, but don't insult the place you went and change and go there. You don't need to do that. It's unnecessary. It's unnecessary. One day you meet that pastor in heaven. It's totally unnecessary. It's unnecessary. It's immaturity. No, it's immaturity. Don't insult one pastor and come and be another pastor. It's just a matter of time. The insult will be double here. It's simple. All truths are parallel. Don't insult another pastor. You feel like my service in this place has ended. I need to move on to another place comfortably, quietly. Man of God, give me some time. I'm praying about something. You might not see me in church for maybe 6 months. I'm working at something. I can't give you the details. I'm still with you. I'm doing this. But when I get things clear, I will let you know. Very simple. That stupid pastor, you think he's anointed, and you left. You insult his wife. You insult his dog and his cat. Everything. Then you come. And then those people, when they come here, they come to make you feel like you are a special pastor. You know, Prophet, and I'm smarter than that. Yes, sir. I was preaching in America. One guy came to me and said, hey, Eradi, hey, anointing, hey. Just yet, yeah, 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 woo. I look at him and say, do you know something? You need the devil to pastor you. I say, you are a hypocrite. And you can never be blessed. I'm passing here for 2 days. This pastor has been with you throughout the year. You cannot accredit a man coming 2 days and discredit somebody who has stayed with you for 1 year. Don't clap. The battles that has come up, your pastor has defended. I only came to compliment what he's doing. If he didn't invite me, I wouldn't have come here. I am not anointed than him. He is a called pastor. I am a called prophet. You can't even compare us. You can't compare a BMW to a Mowak, even though they all have wheels. Yeah. Pains go away. They all have ways. I said, you can't. Therefore, I said, you are a hypocrite. See, he left my place ashamed. I am smarter than that. Hallelujah. Smarter than that. No. Don't let it feel like the people that are staying with you, they are some useless people, and you are the right person. I'm smarter than that. I travel all over the world. There are some churches I preach, when I look at the attitude of the church members, I vow never to go there again. Mm-hmm. And I told one pastor, I said, train these people where else at the end of your ministry, you curse God. Do you know something? Also for, if you pastor wrong people, they will deny you of the promised land. It is the people that stop Moses. They provoke him until one day he did something beyond his own. Tell your neighbor, be a good church member. Tell them, be a good church member. Be a lovely church member. You see, those who are not, you can tell those who are like that, but those who are not talking. Now, anytime we say things, check the people who are dangerous. They don't say anything. I say, tell your neighbor, let's be good church members. Tell the person, let's be. Let's walk in obedience. Now listen, this place was a bush when God told me to come here. What changed this place is obedience. I could have to stay there and be praying. When you have to obey, don't pray. It's cheaper to pray than to obey. It doesn't cost you anything. It's cheaper to pray than to obey. It's cheaper. Can you imagine? Go and kill your son. Abraham said, I'm praying about it. No. The next day, Abraham departed. Now, listen, it's called prompt response. Quick obedience. Delay obedience can be equivalent to disobedience. No. That nonsense that you people have been doing. You have been praying for future partners. Somebody came to our marriage and said, I'm going to pray about it. Pray what? Tell the guy, you are answer to my prayer. You see, tradition will not let you talk like that. You have been praying. Are you not? Hey, this one is a joke. Since how many of you have been praying for your future partners? How many of you have been praying for your future marriage? You have been praying. Have you seen your that your finger, the small fingers you have lifted? If somebody proposes now, you say you are going to pray. She said, you don't believe the prayer. Tell the, even if you can't say it to the person's yelling, tell the person, okay, we'll be thanking God and see what God will do. But don't tell the person you are going to pray. Do you know why you behave like that? It's a tradition. It's a spirit of tradition. Because there's something that has told you that if you agree, to make you look like cheap. Okay, the guy that your former boyfriend, you slept with, is it not cheap? You know, some of you, you were sleeping with guys, and the guys were sleeping with you, and you still you give them money. Desperation. They are not letting the wisdom. No. You can become so desperate you want to marry that you are not listening to God. You are not listening to God. No, you are not listening to God. Hallelujah. Don't make a grave danger mistakes. Not every boy you see in the church is a saint. Some of them, listen, you put your heart in their hand. You should have given it to a cat. When I visited the mental hospitals, 80% of the cases have to do with family relationships, marriage, causing. They have instant nervous breakdown. Instant. Your heart is too soft to play it and run an akpa guy. No. No. A lot of some of the guys here, yo, they are irresponsible. They don't want to work, but they are living okay. By your hard working. The only reason you are following the guest because he works in a bank. What else? You know that you don't love her. You know it. That is why I make otaku and I check. Somebody came to me, I was doing otaku, somebody said that I'm not too sure I'm born. Like I said, you are not. You are not. You can't be a woman and not know. You can't be a man and not know. You cannot be born again and not know. If you are struggling, then you are not. Let's settle it now. You cannot love a woman and not know you love her. If the love is genuine, you know. If you are taking advantage, you know. And don't play with their heart. I've already told you the power and the grace. Women seem to be very special to God. His plans, they are always around his plan. So be careful the way you deal with them. It's very, very important. If you want to live well, treat a woman well.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Obedient based faith. To obey is better than sacrifice. After today, walk in obedience. Don't just play games around there because you know. Now, that thing that they are cooking for you and they want you to marry them is a curse. Give me Genesis chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3, Fatua, New Living Translation. I will show you the case. Go to verse number 3. Huh? It is only the fruit of the tree of the middle of the garden that God said we should eat. Next verse, go there. You won't die. Serpent said, go there. Next one. Watch it. God knows that when you do it, your eyes will be open. You eat it and you'll be like God. Go to the next one. So the woman was convinced. So she saw that the tree was beautiful and its fruit looked delicious, and she wanted the wisdom it would give her. So she took some of the fruit, ate it, and gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate it. Whatever your wife eats, you stand a chance of eating the same thing. I rest my case. At that moment, their eyes were both open and suddenly fell ashamed at their nakedness. So they soon fig leaves to cover themselves. When the cool of the evening breeze were blowing, the man and his wife heard the Lord God walking about in the garden. If it's not Adam's sin, God will come and have fellowship with us. So they hid from the Lord God among the trees. So the first person that curses God, watch it. The Lord God called to Adam and said, where are you? And he said, we heard your voice, we are naked. Blah, blah, blah. I heard you walking in the garden, so I hid. I was afraid because I was naked. He said, who told you you are naked? Well, let's see. Then God started pronouncing his curses. The woman replied, it was the woman. The man replied, it was the woman who you gave me. This is where God decided that you won't propose and give a woman to any man again. So don't tell me the woman you have God given to you. You are a liar. God, listen, if you look at the circumstance that led to this thing, God was doing a wedding ceremony. Adam did not wait for God to pronounce. He pronounced it himself. He's the bone of my bone, the flesh of my... When the problem came, he said, the woman you gave me. So God said, I vow, I won't give any man a woman again. Find it yourself. Make your choice and live with your choice. Watch this. It was the woman you gave me who gave me the fruit and I ate it. All right. The Lord God asked the woman, what have you done? The serpent deceived me. The serpent deceived me. You should have created the serpent. She replied, that was why I ate it. Now God is going to write his verdict, judgment now. The Lord God said to the serpent, because you have done this, you are cursed. More than all animals, domestic and wild. So the most cursed animal on earth is the snake. I pray you don't have one as a pet. Let's leave it there. You will crawl on your belly, groveling in the dust as long as you live. Watch this. I will cause hostility between you and the woman, and between your offspring and your... Do you know that? Do you know that when the woman sees a snake, you call everybody to come and kill the snake? Hey, awo, munkunu, munkunu, munkunu. Every woman here, is there any woman here who has called people to kill a snake before? Wave your hand. Have you seen their hands? This is it. He will strike your head and he will strike his head. Now look at the woman's case. Then he said to the woman, I will sharpen the pain of your pregnancy. In pain you will give birth. So that inner contrasting is a curse.
Potter's R is brought to us by Potter's Dube Mineral Water. For ball purchase, call 0274-009933. Thank you for joining us on the Potter's Hour. We believe you've been blessed with today's message. Join us same time tomorrow for the continuation of this message. To order for this message and other messages by Prophet Nase Epukusakode, and for all inquiries, call these numbers.
+233-274-009933 or +233-242-472655. Email us on info@portercity.com or visit our website www.portercity.com. Location: Plot 16, Miocho Road, Pram, Greater Accra, Ghana.
We invite you to worship with us at Potter City, Miocho, Pram Road. Friday, Mega All Night Service, 10 p.m. to 4:30 a.m. Sunday morning, Empowerment Service, 8:20 to 11 a.m. God bless you. This is the power.